the minister was very clear that she may not interfere in the internal organization of workers' unions, because that would be ultra vires ILO provisions. And what she encouraged was therefore that APEC must go back and try to be very inclusive in terms of leadership of the APEC and the representatives that will sit at the NJMC. And once we have done that step, we must send those names to her. And speaking in one voice, in unison, and in agreement, she will be able to appoint and quickly appoint as she promised, so that we can reignite the negotiations at NJMC. That therefore remains a responsibility of the leadership of APEC, and that is very important to be resolved. And there was an agreement that probably on Monday we should reconvene to solve that issue. And that is why we are saying, yes, let us all sober up and try to resolve that issue and be all inclusive, as it were. And on the issue of remuneration, it was clear that she has been talking to the Minister of Finance and also talking to the Chairperson of Public Service Commission, seeking to know why even the 5.5% was not given as indicated in the budget.